Hi everyone, this is Cathy of Blackpool Babe 29. This is my Audio Mo day 25. It's a bit late because my battery went. It died, so I had no chance to do it yesterday evening. I'm just thinking about what some people have put on Audio Boo about assistance when travelling for VIP people and disabled people. Myself and John, when we travel on the trains or from the airport, we always get assistance. We always book assistance. I think it's easier for us. We find it easier to do that, especially at the airport, because, well, Manchester Airport is just too big to cope with, really. When you've got, you know, your sticks, obviously, because if we're going abroad, we don't bring the dogs, obviously not. And you've got a case each and that, and, you know, you're trying to get be there on time and make sure you get to the right gate and everything. And, you know, find somewhere to have a snack and a drink before you get on the plane. Because it's quite expensive on the plane, isn't it? But, yeah, we find it easier to do that. We've had some good help. When we went to Portugal recently, especially coming back at Portugal, we had very, very good assistance from the Portuguese airport. The man was actually a Brazilian, but he was very nice, very chatty, very helpful. And he took John to find an ATM machine and everything, and he got a lady to guide me to the loo, which was very helpful of him. And they got us on the plane and everything, and then and we came back. Luckily, we did have assistance, because when we got back, the flight back was slightly late, so we would have missed our train, but they ended up having to take us through Manchester Airport in a couple of wheelchairs so we'd make our train, because we'd got tickets for that particular time. So we had to really make that train, or possibly we might have had to pay again, but that was okay. And when we got to Portugal going, they had assistance there to take us to the bus, which was bringing us to our hotel. So that was fine. And we always get assistance on the trains as well. We've been, like, you know, going to Dublin, down to Holyhead for the ferry. Now, most of the assistance is fine there, but there's just sometimes at Holyhead it's a bit hit and miss. One time it didn't turn up and we had to follow some people and make our way up to the ferry terminal. But I must admit, the ferry, they're very, very good on Irish ferries. They're very helpful. And a lot of them are Romanians and Polish people, but they're very, very helpful. And we've been a few times and they tend to remember us, because the same people tend to work the boats going over there. There's one called the Swift, which is a fast boat over to Dublin, which takes just under 2 hours. And if that's not able to go, if the seas are too rough, they've got the big Ulysses, which takes about 3.5 hours. But we've been on both of those, and the people, very, very helpful with us. So, yeah, for us, it's just easier. But I suppose if people feel they can manage, I don't think I could, even if I had the dog with me, especially when I've got a case in the other hand, because you've no check hand for your lead if you need it or anything. But it's each to their own opinion, isn't it? But when we've been to Devon, Southampton, down to Holyhead, over to the lakes and that on the train, so we've had no problems. Most of the assistance is fine. You get the odd time when it's a bit late turning up, but we've never missed a train yet through it, and we never missed a plane going to Dublin or Portugal. And another place where the assistance was very good, when we got down to Southampton to go on the cruises, they were very good getting us on the ship and everything. The assistance was there, and we got on in front of all the queue, got to our cabin, and they brought our cases in and everything like that. So that was good. So yeah, for us, we find it fine. Very, very helpful. But, I suppose if it was in Blackpool Airport, I could possibly, if I was taken there a couple of times, I could possibly find my way through there, because it is quite a small airport. But as people know, it's travelled abroad from Manchester, that is a very, very big airport now. And I think it's Terminal 3 where you have to actually go outside and walk outside to go to that terminal. I think that's Terminal 3, which is the one we went to Portugal from anyway. So there's no way I'd find my way around there. But, yeah, we're fine with that. And most times, like you say, if you ring up beforehand, And also, it's like easier to find what carriage you're in as well. Although sometimes that's a bit... They sometimes change your carriages where there's more room for the dogs. But... And last time we went to Southampton, we had to get off one train. It was broken down. We had to wait an hour and go on another one. So luckily, we'd somebody there to take the cases down for us and everything. So that was very, very helpful. And that's just my opinion on it. And it's been not too bad so far. And I'm always a bit nervous on platforms and that, you know, if I'm walking too near the edge or something like that. I do get a bit nervous of things like that because I have had a couple of friends in the past who've had accidents with that. One man, he went off the edge of the platform. He was in hospital for 3 months. He'd broken his leg. He's fractured his two bones in his arms. He cut his head. He was in hospital for quite a while. He was in quite a bad way, actually. But I think that was in the early 80s when that happened. But it was because, I mean, he used to use that station every day, but for some reason, I think the train had pulled further up than he realised, and he just went off the platform and dropped down. And, you know, I've known that happened to a couple of people. But anyway, I shall speak later, and I shall have to do my Audiomo Day 26 later, won't I? So, anyway, take care, everybody. And thanks as well, again, for all the help you've been giving us with the emails for John and everything. We think it's sorted now, so hopefully that'll be okay for him. And bye for now, everyone.